This is Passport to Texas. Technological advancements have changed the way we consume information. Many of us have put down newspapers, magazines, and books in favor of digital devices. Even the 75-year-old Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine has an app. So I checked in with editor Louie Bond to get her thoughts on whether she believes this outdoor magazine of Texas will remain a print publication.
I truly believe that we will always have a print copy. I think that there's a great love for readers, young and old, to have that quiet time that you spend away from all screens and to just hold that magazine in your hand and turn the page and see what surprise is next rather than looking up a certain topic digitally and seeing it that way. So for me, I'm an old school paper print journalism person. So I love the experience of picking up a magazine and not knowing what the next page is going to bring. And I don't think you get that same feeling in an app. However, a lot of young people get their information digitally, so that enables us to reach both audiences, and it doesn't really take anything away from our print magazine to add digital viewers as well.
The January-February issue of the Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now. You can also download the app from tpwmagazine.com. That's our show for today. Funding provided in part by Ram Trucks, Guts, Glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.